listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Welcome to Podcasters of S.H.I.E.L.D., Cinema Geekly's Marvel podcast. It is Anthony and Aurora, and we are finally back after what feels like the longest time to talk about Agatha All Along, finally hitting our television screens. And yes, we are also a little bit behind, but that's okay. We'll catch up eventually. We are starting where, of course, you would naturally start, with episodes 1 and 2. Before we dive in, have you been keeping up? Like, Marvel stuff has been like crazy lately. I feel like we're sort of re-entering, like, in there's like this period of time where Marvel seemed to slow down dramatically. And ever since like Deadpool and Wolverine, I don't know if you saw that, but
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Ever since that landed, I feel like hype is sort of picked back up a little bit for the MCU, and there's just been tons of news. There's been trailers for the next Captain America movie. There's trailers for Thunderbolts, which I don't know if you saw the Thunderbolts trailer, but you should if you haven't yet. Because like that touches on like a lot of stuff that we covered on this podcast, and I'm very excited for that as well, even though I'm pretty sure that Thunderbolts is a fake movie title and they're going to be called something else by the end of it. They hinted at it a lot with the title cards in the trailer. But yeah, that asterisk at the end of Thunderbolts is carrying a lot of weight. But this is all part of this road to the next set of Avengers movies, which feels like they're going to happen in like 20 years. But we're slowly making our way there. And we start by, I think we learn in the first episode that it's been 3 years since Westview. So a lot of time has passed, and that's where we land with episode 1 of Agatha All Along, Seekest Thou the Road. So, we begin in a crime noir television series called Agnes of Westview.
Which, by the way, I would totally watch.
100%. Agnes O'Connor is a police detective in Westview fixated on a Jane Doe murder case. And one night, a teen breaks into Agnes's house looking for the road, quote-unquote. Agnes believes he is tied to the murder case and arrests him. Rio Vidal, an FBI agent, comes to Agnes and helps her realize that the Jane Doe she is seeking is actually one Wanda Maximoff. It is her body that is the dead one, and Agnes is actually the witch, Agatha Harkness, who has been trapped under Wanda's spell for 3 years. Waking up from the spell, Agatha realizes that her powers are gone and that Rio, a fellow witch with whom Agatha has a history, is there to kill her. Agatha convinces Rio to spare her until she at least gets her powers back. But Rio warns Agatha that the Salem Seven will soon come after her. After Rio leaves, Agatha is unsure what to do about the teen whom she has actually kidnapped under the influence of Wanda's spell. So what did you think of the beginning of Agatha All Along?
I am so hooked. Oh my gosh. I'm so hooked since the beginning. I didn't know if this... I found out with this show that I actually like chaotic shows.
Okay.
I feel like the way that at least this first episode was shot is so chaotic.
Yeah.
But I loved it. And I loved like the confusion I had at the beginning. I was like, what is this? What is this true crime show? Mm-hmm. what is happening? And I was like, maybe they're giving like, because I haven't read anything about this character in comics.
Yeah.
So I'm coming in totally ignorant about her story. And I was thinking, like, is this like part of her backstory? Was she actually a detective? Maybe, you know, when she's like walking through the forest to get to the body, I was like, maybe the body has some magic and that's how she absorbs it. Like, I was trying to like figure out the story here.
Mm-hmm.
And when Aubrey Plaza shows up, which amazing.
Yep.
I love the idea that she's, I love that she's in this show.
She fits so well.
She fits so well. And I don't know if you watch Parks and Rec.
Of course. Yep. Great show.
Yeah. And Catherine Han in Parks and Rec, her character in that show is one of my favorite characters. And Aubrey Plaza's character in Parks and Rec is also one of my favorite
characters. Oh my God. Isn't she, like Ron's wife? I can't
who?
Remember.
Who does it? Catherine Han?
Yeah, I forget who she plays on the show.
No, Catherine Han plays the campaign manager for Bobby Newport.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And she's great in that character. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing them both in a different setting than Parks and Rec and being witches, this is like a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
So I loved how they slowly like introduced the fact that this is actually a spell, that she's trapped in this situation, and you know, starts like especially during that interrogation with the kid that was breaking into her house.
Yes.
Everything around the environment starts shifting. I thought that was really cool. And then once she realizes that she's in a spell, that's where I feel like the chaotic energy came. Like she's so over the place, but it's so fun to watch. I loved it. Yes.
I loved the, like, I kind of picked up on sort of what was happening right away. Mm-hmm. Because it, like, one of my first thoughts was like, how much is this going to tie into WandaVision? And the answer was like immediately, like right away. So not only is, like, at the end of WandaVision, Wanda placed the spell on Agatha to essentially make her think she's the nosy neighbor character she pretended to be all throughout WandaVision. And I did not realize that would sort of come with the effect of, like, in her mind, it would sort of be like she's living out a TV show, but to her it feels real. And I'm like, that totally tracks with the whole thing with WandaVision. And I picked up on it right away because they had some of the names of the people in the show and they were the names of the characters in WandaVision, like Herb. And like there's some of the other characters from WandaVision reappear in this first episode, if only for the first episode, but they kind of reappear. And it also, once she breaks out of it, and she finds out that it's been 3 years and Wanda is dead, and so is the Darkhold is also gone. It raises two questions. One, is Wanda's power so immense that she could keep some, like, she would keep somebody under a spell even after she's gone? Or is this a sign that Wanda is actually not gone at all, and people just think that she is, which I think we all know, like, she's not really dead. We're gonna see her again. But I really like,
I mean, to be fair, she is the most powerful witch, so I wouldn't put it past her to be so powerful that even after dead she can hold a spell.
But I
am leaning towards the second theory for sure.
So in the comics, the Salem Seven are mentioned here, that they're coming after Agatha. In the comics, they were originally Scarlet Witch and Fantastic Four villains. In the comics, all seven are the children of Nicholas Scratch, who is the son of Agatha, And obviously they would be her grandchildren. Whether or not that is what this is going to be, I don't know.
They were really creepy.
You get a taste of them in the next episode.
Episode, yeah. Very creepy. But only the fact that they're called the Salem Seven is already creepy.
Yes. This was a really good sort of setup episode to, like, you know, catch up with Agatha and break the spell and set up the premise for this show, or at least set up the early idea of the premise for the show. The only thing that felt a little wonky to me was, like, don't you want me to have my powers before you kill him? Like, wouldn't it be more fun to do that? And maybe because, and we do learn a little bit more about Rio later. Spoiler alert, I have watched the next two episodes after this, and Aurora hasn't yet, so I'm not going to spoil anything. But perhaps some of the things we learn about Rio after the fact might explain why she took such an awkward decision here to be like, yeah, sure, let's, you know, I'll kill you later.
I mean, I will say I haven't watched episode 3 and 4, but just by what I have watched, there's a lot of, it feels like they have sexual tension.
I won't say anything more.
And it's like kind of like I hate you, but I love you kind of situation.
Yeah, like, I won't say anything.
I hate you so much because I'm so attracted to you.
Like, yeah, I'll just let you watch the episodes, Aurora. I'll try not to say any more.
It seems like they're doing a good job portraying that based on your reaction.
Moving on. Any final thoughts about episode 1 and what would you give it?
I also love the young teen, which I don't think we know his name.
No.
Because, well, this is more in the next episode, but we can't hear what he has to say.
When it comes to personal details.
Right. Yeah. But I like his character too. I think he has good chemistry with her as well. So I love Catherine Han.
Yeah. She's so great in this.
I love her in everything she does. Mm-hmm. So for her to be Agatha and this powerful witch, chaotic witch, I just, like I said, it's just a dream come true. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. What would you give this one?
Ooh.
Like, trying not to start with a 5.
I hesitate to give a very high score because I know just by this first episode it's gonna get better.
Okay, well, it helped to know that I started with a 4 for this episode.
Okay. I would, you know what, I'm gonna give it a 4.5. I really liked it. I was really hooked. Yes.
So episode 2 begins the naming convention, at least for the episodes that I've seen so far, where we have two titles, essentially. So episode 2 is called Circle Sown with Fate / Unlock Thy Hidden Gate, which I believe these are perhaps lyrics in the song. So the teen reveals that he freed Agatha from the spell and wishes to travel the Witch's Road, which rewards any witch who survives it and its trials, the thing that they desire most. In Agatha's case, this is the restoration of her powers. For the teen, we don't 100% really know what his aims are. Agatha also realizes magic is preventing her from learning any personal information about the teen, including his name. Also, like, anything about him, like where he's from, like anything. Right. Needing a coven to open the portal to the road, the pair recruits the witches Lilia, Jennifer, and Alice, who all have reasons to walk the road as well. Needing a green witch, but not wanting to recruit Rio, Agatha instead turns to Westview resident Sharon Davis, a.k.a. Mrs. Hart, a talented gardener. Green, right? I don't think that's what they mean. As the four witches and Sharon perform the ritual song to open the gate, which, by the way, whoa, what a cool song. And like that's going to be the opener for this podcast, I'm sure. They and the teen escape through it narrowly, just evading as the Salem Seven appear, which by the way, so the group gets to the road and then remove their footwear and set off on the road. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the Salem 7 for a minute? Because, like,
yes.
Number one, cool, creepy design.
Creepy, yes. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
They only have one fault.
Okay.
They can move. They move. It's like they have... You know how, like, in Breath of the Wild, you have, like, a stamina bar? Where, like, yeah. if you climb something for too long, like, Link gets tired and you can't climb anymore.
Right.
They have, like, the tiniest stamina bar. So they will make, like... They will be walking, and then they will make, like, a sudden fast movement. But then, like, they can't move fast anymore for, like, a little bit.
They took a long time to get to that basement.
They really take a while to get there. They've got, like, one really explosive move. But then it's, like, if you're not in the way, like, you know, you've got, like, a good 30, 40 seconds before they recharge and can move fast again.
They're very considerate. You know, they give you time.
The really kind evil beings. The inclusion here of Mrs. Hart from she appeared in a couple of episodes of WandaVision, but more famously she was in the very first episode, which was kind of like the I Love Lucy or the Dick Van Dyke Show episodes. God, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she's like the mom in that 70s show. She's so funny. She has no idea what's happening whatsoever. She thinks this is like a gals get together tea party thing. I don't know what she thinks is happening. And like, they start all singing together and she's like, I don't know this song. Like, what do I do? Like, I don't know this song.
I do love her disposition. She was, she was in this clear non-party. This group of women casting something.
Yeah.
And she's just going with the flow. Which, you know, kudos to her.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of the thing, like, because they sing the song and the portal doesn't appear. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah. Agatha, duh, because you need like a real coven. You can't just, you know, grab some strays, bring them together. One person's not even a witch that we know of.
And I mean, I would argue that she's kind of a witch. She has a green thumb. She could. I understand. I get this argument.
Yeah, she's got garden magic.
Yeah.
She's no Doctor Strange, but
yeah, not everybody can keep plants alive.
Best tomatoes in Westview. Easy. It's you know, so the whole idea is supposed to be like, of course it's not going to work. We're not a real coven. But then the portal does appear, suggesting that there is some sort of connection between them or whatever. So there's sort of like a Guardians of the Galaxy-esque coven, like just this ragtag group just thrown together. Doesn't make sense, but somehow it does. That sort of thing. And I thought the lead up or the build up to all of that stuff was quite good fun. Obviously, you've got the built-in mystery with the teen, whom there have already been many theories about. There's an obvious one that I don't want to touch on because it involves some spoilers. I think I know what you might say because I have a feeling. For episodes, there's a spoiler in episode 4, which may or may not be a spoiler because it's hard to say. The person who said the thing could be telling the truth or they might not be telling the truth because they're kind of not all the best people necessarily, so it might not be true. But obviously, I think the most obvious one is that it is her son.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Whom she, the rumor has it, for now, spoilers for later, but the rumor is that she traded her son for the Darkhold.
I kind of figured in the first episode where he's like in her house, breaking in, trying to get something. Before that, she walked in and saw her son's room. And she got really sad. And then we have that scene of him. I don't know if he was in that same room, But I feel like that was, to me, like, okay, that's her son.
Yeah.
Probably.
And that also, I think, maybe clears up the rumor that her rabbit, Senior Scratchy, is not her son, like, mm-hmm. in animal form or something. Because I feel like they wouldn't go to these lengths.
Although, I mean, although the teen, did he go into the door with the rabbit?
I don't remember,
but I know that when the Salem 7 came in, he took the rabbit with him.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I don't know if that's some symbolism there, but...
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That seems weird. I mean, my theory, I feel like, is more far-fetched. I don't even know how it would happen or even exist or anything. But my theory is that he is one of Wanda's sons, like Wiccan, the one that can do magic. And because he already says, like, he's really good. He says that he doesn't have any magic abilities, but he knows a ton about it.
Right.
Like, he knows the things to say or the incantations or the spells.
But he did say to her that he knows an insane amount of information about her.
Yes.
Like, he did say, I basically, like, an embarrassingly amount of information about you.
Which his son might, or his mom's arch enemy might.
Yeah, yeah, yes. But he said it in a way like he was a fan of her.
We don't know what his end goal is for completing the road. And in my mind, it's like, oh, like, if it is Wiccan, then maybe he would, you know, I want my mom back. That sort of thing. But there's so many things that get in the way of that. Billy and Tommy don't exist in this timeline. They were made up by Wanda. Mm-hmm. Right. And they do exist in other timelines. But how would he have gotten... Like, there's a lot of things that don't make any sense. Where's his brother? Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. Things that just don't make sense. But that being said, outside of that, like, I don't know who it could be unless, of course, you know, we're back on Mephisto Watch, which was like a thing that happened quite a bit during WandaVision as a name that was brought up quite frequently. And I will say this before, like, anybody has a chance to roll their eyes. I don't remember if it's in episode 3 or 4, but his name is dropped. So it's not like a don't even think about it, guys. Like, the character name has at least been dropped, so it's possible that is a hint, but I don't know. But it feels like when you have a mystery like this, that there's got to be a twist that's a really good payoff. And
I hope so. Yeah,
I'm not sure what they could be if it's not like one of those things, but I do like that they set up a mystery because it's fun to try to look for clues. Yeah.
Right,
100%.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I will say that I love this episode so much, mainly because of the recruiting of the coven. I loved every single one of those scenes.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how much I wanted Aubrey Plaza, Catherine Han, and Patti LuPone to be together in something. They were so good. I'm blown away by how fun it is to watch this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a really good start. Like, I knew this was going to be really fun anyway. And of course, like, this is... the show is running through spooky season. The very last episode, the last two episodes air on October 30th. So, you know, like, it's just geared up for spooky season.
A little on the nose, Marvel.
A little. But hey, like, that's a really great way to cap off your celebration. So,
oh yeah, yeah. And this show has been. Like, I feel like I cannot open anything on social media without seeing memes of this show. Like, people are obsessed with it. So, they're doing a good job.
Well, it's only going to get crazier from here because in the next episode, we are going to start talking about the trials because each episode contains a trial, as I imagine most of the episodes to the end of the season probably will. But before we dip out, Aurora, what would you give episode 2?
I'm going to give it a 4.5, too. I'm going to keep it consistent.
Okay. Yes. I had a slow climb up to 4.25. I was waiting for some, okay. I was waiting for some stuff to happen. I will say this. If you're like way in to the Salem Seven, we don't see them, in 3 or 4. So if they pop up, I don't think it's going to be for a little bit.
I'm sure they'll pop up at some point.
Well, they're really slow. And then they're really fast for like a second.
It takes them 2 episodes to catch up.
I mean, like, look, they've probably like been, if they're from Salem and this is in New Jersey, and at the rate that they're moving, it's probably been 3 years, like, since they started. Right. It'll take a little bit. They'll find their way.
They're like, we're finally here, and she got the door for the road. Damn, like, it.
Are any of you guys good at singing? It doesn't seem like they would be. They kind of didn't have really nice voices.
No, they don't sound like. they didn't sound right. Yeah.
Okay, everybody. So that's the podcast for this go around. Head on over to cinemageekly.com. Check out the archives of the show. And of course, it's a listener-supported podcast. And there are some ways you can help us out there if you'd like. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We have the merch store, geeklymerch.com. Links for those are on the show notes for this episode. And of course, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Pocket Casts, anywhere you find a good podcast. Just search for Podcasters of S.H.I.E.L.D., hit subscribe, and that way you can join us next time for episode 3, Through Many Miles, / Of Tricks and Trials, and episode 4, If I Can't Reach You, / Let My Song Teach You. Yeah.